Gracious Heavenly Father, again we truly are humbled in your sight, for you are awesome. You are far, far removed from sinful situations, sinful man. But Lord, we thank you that you in your love sent your Son into this sin-sick world in order to redeem us and save us. We give you all the thanks that you are truly due for what you have done. Now as we come to look at your word again, Lord, we confess that without your Holy Spirit, we cannot understand it. And so we need you to teach us and instruct us in the way that we should go. We need you to touch our hearts and show us areas in our lives that need to be dealt with by your Spirit. So we just look to you that you'll minister to us. We pray for Christ's sake. Amen. When the cup of sin is full and people are ready for judgment, then God will allow it to fall. Messina was a flourishing city in Italy. In a journal of that city was printed a dare. The city actually dared God to make himself known by sending an earthquake. 3 days later, in the early morning of December the 28th, 1908, the earthquake came and 84,000 souls lost their lives. Abraham's nephew Lot lived with his family in the city of Sodom. This city, along with possibly another 5 cities, were a cesspool of sin and immoral lifestyle. God had warned Lot to remove himself and his family from this city because God's judgment was about to fall upon them. And we note that in verse 15. But Lot hesitated. Now the word there means he lingered, he delayed, and he waited. Now we don't know why he delayed. Is it that he didn't take the threat of destruction all that seriously? Lot continued to delay. So the angel of God had to drag him and his family to the edge of the city. Look at what Lot says in verses 18 and 19. But Lot said to them, "Oh no, my lords, now behold, your servant has found favour in your sight, and you have magnified your loving kindness, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, for disaster will overtake me and I will die." Was Lot reluctant to leave? Was he reluctant to go for the outdoor existence? Had he become so entrenched in the comforts of the city that he hesitated to leave, even when God's wrath was about to be poured out? We do not know why he requested to run to the nearby city. But I wonder whether we are a bit like Lot. Do we take God seriously? The New Testament warns us that God's patience with man is going to run out one day. His Son will appear in the clouds and bring this time of grace to an end. Or God may declare our time is up and we might not even see tonight. And it will be too late to make our peace with God. Jesus could come back today. Even as Christians, we have the tendency to still stick to our earthly conveniences, even when we know his return is imminent. Well, the angel granted Lot's request and said, "I will not destroy that little village or city, the city of where he sent him to Zoar. As long last, Lot and his family started to run to the little town. The angel had warned them to run for their lives. Don't look back. Don't stop anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains or you'll be swept away. So as Lot and his family approached the little town of Zoar, his wife looked back towards Sodom. I wonder, was her heart still in that doomed city? Was she still held captive to her previous lifestyle? These are questions we don't know the answer to, but there's something we need to think about. And as she looked back, the scriptures tell us she was turned into a pillar of salt. And Jesus used her death to illustrate to us a spiritual principle. This world is only temporary. God's kingdom is forever. Jesus said, Luke 17:33, if you cling to your life, you'll lose it. But if you let your life go, you will save it. The destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah was so dramatic that Abraham saw glowing plumes of smoke from his camp, which was approximately 40 or so kilometres away. Lot's daughter thought that they were the only survivors left on the earth. You read that in verse 31. These cities were around the area of what we know today as the Dead Sea. This area is the lowest part on earth. The surface of this sea is 420 metres below sea level. And the bottom of the sea is approximately 780 metres. It's thought that the Dead Sea was altered as a result of God's destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. You see, God rained upon these cities sulphur and fire, and they were completely destroyed. These cities were burnt away to quite a depth and later possibly covered by the waters of the Dead Sea. That judgment in Abraham's day swallowed up an entire valley. Several cities and all its residents, and nothing's been built there ever since. You can say it's ground zero. And what remains cannot support human life. It's barren, bleak and silent. The Dead Sea and its surround warn us to take God seriously, and that God will judge sin when he declares that enough is enough. Australia needs to watch out. We have chosen the road of doom. Now, I don't like to be a doomsday prophet, but the word of God is very clear about those who make these choices will one day suffer. The destruction of the Jordan Valley continued throughout the day as columns of smoke rose from the cities like smoke from a furnace. And Abraham went out and he watched this smoke, not knowing if his nephew Lot was saved or not. Abraham was one who took God seriously. He wondered, had God found fewer than 10 righteous people? Was his nephew still alive? Now, we might think that Lot and his wife were foolish. They chose to live in that city of immorality, where death loomed overhead. And they are the ones who didn't want to leave. Yet I wonder, Are we any different? We all still have a sinful nature. We all must fight against the flesh and the desires of the flesh. Lot was called a righteous man in 2 Peter 2:8, yet he still remained in Sodom. Had his perception of holiness gradually become distorted over time? Did he make sense of his senseless choices with excuses and minor rational thinking? He was content to remain in the city. Did he do that by rationalizing, denying, excusing, bargaining, and every other means to remain there? Perhaps you and I are thinking, well, I'm not like Lot. Think about our own current situation. Are we compromising when it comes to living a holy life before our Lord? What do we watch on TV? What magazines do we read or allow into our homes? Are our minds becoming polluted with what we allow our eyes to see? Are we being dishonest in our work ethic and then tell ourselves it doesn't matter because everybody else around me is doing it? Perhaps we cheated in our exams and then convinced ourselves it didn't really matter. So before we jump on Lot and his wife, we, all of us, me included, need to examine our own hearts and to see whether we are compromising God's holiness and purity that he requires in our lives. Lot watched his daughters grow up in this wicked city. Did they, Lot and his wife, make excuses? Don't be so serious and strict. This is life in the big city. They're just teenagers going through a stage. They'll turn out okay, you'll see. Lot no longer seemed to worry about his daughters, as we've already seen previously, that he was prepared to allow them to be gang raped. Had Lot's conscience become a faint whisper? Yes, it's time for all of us to have our eyes open, to examine our homes and our hearts, and to throw out those things that we tend to tolerate, which we know deep down in our hearts we should not tolerate, but get rid of. Ruth Graham, the wife of Billy Graham, who passed away this week, said this: if God does not punish America, he will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Can the same thing be said about Australia? The day will come when God says enough is enough. Let's take note. Let's learn the lessons. God is still a God of holiness. Take him seriously. Remain pure and holy before him. Do not compromise. We still have sinful natures. So take God seriously. Listen to him. Listen to his word before making decisions that are going to affect you and your family. We are still at the mercy of God's grace. So let's take God seriously. Remember Lot. Don't remain in an unholy situation in your life. If you know it's an unholy situation, get out. Don't remain there. Remember Lot's wife. Don't look back. She wanted the things that she had just left, and she hungered for those things and looked back. Do our hearts still hunger after the things of this world? Or are they hungering after the things of God? Don't look back. Instead, look up, for your redemption draws near. Amen. Yes, dear Father, we just pray that you might help us to learn the lessons from your word. Help us, Lord, through the strength of your Spirit, to go from here, not to compromise, but to live lives that truly are holy unto the Lord. So take our lives, Lord, as we offer them to you. Take everything we have and use us, each one, that we might bring glory to the Lord Jesus. We pray in his precious name. Amen.